Ghana has come very far in advancing the rights of women, looking at the kind of bills, the domestic violence bill. Even though these have not been passed, these are still things that we are still discussing. We have the affirmative action bill. You look at FGM. FGM is illegal in Ghana. Child marriage. There's a child marriage strategy. There are so many things that I believe has been done in the past and still being done in the present to promote the rights of women and to press for the progress of women. So I would say that in Ghana, some way, somehow, some kind of enabling environment have been created by our policymakers. There is still more. There's still more work to be done, but some work has been done. When you look at other countries and you look at even other developing countries and you look at the kind of challenges they go through, FGM, fistula, child marriage and all that, and you look at the fact that Ghana is a bit liberal in terms of addressing some of these issues, I would say that Ghana has come very far.
Agenda Violence Survivor Support Network Program Coordinator Gloria Kankam was hopeful that a number of bills will be passed to ensure equality and equity among both sexes.
We really have come far. I work with gender-based violence, so I'll talk about the DVRs, which was passed in 2007. But then it took us 10 good years to get the LI that will help us use that document. And still sitting, even though we have come far, we have many documents sitting with the Attorney General Department, many of the documents sitting on the shelves in Parliament, some are as old as maybe as old as this current Parliament is, like the Land Bill, the Spousal Property Bill, and the Affirmative Action Bill. But we have come far, particularly with the Affirmative Action Bill. You know that it's a policy document that is to increase women's representation and participation in governance, in decision-making, and in all the leadership positions that we have in society. Currently, the bill is with Cabinet. Even though it's back and forth, it goes, it comes, it goes, it comes. They're just hoping we get it passed. And for that one, it means that we have come far with issues of women's rights, issues of gender equality. We have come far.
A socio-political analyst, Susan Eduamankwa, was not happy with how women who form the majority of Ghana's population are left out of decision-making.
There has been progress, but not enough. That's why we are pressing for more. Certainly, there's a lot of work to be done to change the status quo. When you have the majority of your population not being at the decision-making table to partake in the decisions that will affect their own life, when the allocation of resources, you have the majority not partaking in the allocation of resources, there's still a problem. So until there's equity and equality in everything, we cannot say that the war is over. There's a lot more to be done. Certainly strides have been made. Women have been able to break through the glass ceiling. We've had women in top positions. Even now, we have a chief justice. We had one before. We've had the attorney general. We've had the speaker of parliament. So yes, women have been able to shatter the glass ceiling, but whether they've been able to pull as many women through to get the numbers, that is doubtful. So there is certainly a lot of work still to be done, even though we've made some progress.
And those were views of panelists on the unique breakfast drive in commemoration of International Women's Day today.